say a few words about the practice of meditation so that we can engage in the practice. And there are many different ways to describe the practice. It is said that in Burma there were 40 ways to teach Vipassana. So we are not going to see the 40. First, I don't know them, so that's a good reason. And I don't think we need all of them. But just to mention that the way the instruction may be given here is one way, it doesn't mean that it covers all the ways. It is the way that seems to me meaningful. It's the way I understand the practice, due to my experience and also due to my confusion. I try to give more, transmit more, a little bit of my experience, less of my confusion, but this is always a danger. As I mentioned last night, it is not about promoting certain kind of experience. Wanting to experience something like calmness or tranquility is not also a way to try to get rid of some experience. Because when we start to engage in the practice to try to promote some experience and get rid of some other, then we are always fighting, manipulating our experience. I don't want that, I want something else. And when we don't want what's happening and we want something else, we don't see deeply what's happening. We cannot understand clearly the nature of the present experience. It is from seeing very clearly the nature of the present experience that the richness of meditation can be gathered. Only because we see deeply the nature of the present experience. Not because we have been able to promote calmness and tranquility. Not because we've been able to get rid of tiredness, sleepiness, even sadness. It's not about that. It's about really seeing clearly what is the nature of whatever. Nature of sadness. Nature of worrying, of sleepiness. And this is not a philosophical analysis. It's by being in touch very clearly in an open way with the experience that we can realize the nature of this experience. So our task in meditation is to try to be really in touch the most open way and clear way with whatever is happening. And whatever is happening is always present. The past is not happening. The future is not happening. That's why we call them past and future. So we want to discover and be open to what is happening right now. Something happening right now in each one of us. This is listening, maybe wondering, maybe a state of tiredness, on the contrary, freshness. There's something happening, something is being experienced. And we like to discover the nature of that. So to be in touch with that. It means that we have no preconception. This is good, this is bad. Anything is good to understand the nature of what's happening. So we could suggest as instruction, just be aware of what's happening every instant. And in a sense, we do suggest that. But then quickly we may be lost. I don't know what I need to do now. To be in touch with what's happening, it seems so abstract, you know. to be in this very instant, open and aware to what's happening. I don't know exactly what one is talking about. So it's mean, you know, first not to be concerned with what is happening outside of ourselves, on the road, or on the field, or even in our neighbors. We are not concerned by that. Many times we need to be concerned, but not in meditation. That's not what we want to explore. There are noises, and we could try to figure out what is the source of those noises. You know, big truck going by, but that is not so interesting, and we don't need to come to meditation to discover that. So it's really to be connected with what's happening within the field of our experience. Sometimes people have the tendency to evaluate the place, to reorganize the meditation hall, to change so many things, spending their time reorganizing the retreat. And sometimes we get notes at the end with all the result of their reorganization. But that's just a way not to be in touch with oneself. And we're here to discover this intimacy within ourselves. So not to be lost with what is around ourselves, but in touch with what we're experiencing. So we may notice sometimes this tendency to direct our attention around, outside, and not to feed that, not to give more energy to that, but what is it that I'm experiencing now? And as I have mentioned, what's happening, the present experience is already here, is already made, so it's not about what is going to happen, but what's happening right now. So we don't need to make it, we don't need to make effort, push it. But sometimes we may wonder, there are so many things happening, I don't know what to be in touch with. I feel there are pain in my body, some sensation, intense sensations. I'm thinking, and maybe a bit tired. So what does it mean to be in touch with what's happening? I don't know where to go in my experiences. That is why it is skillful to take an area which is always possible to experience, like the body. You can always feel the bodily sensation. They don't disappear. So as we take as an anchoring experience, anchoring place, body sensation, it is skillful to be in touch with what's happening right now. I cannot feel the sensation of yesterday. I cannot feel the sensation of tomorrow. I can only feel the sensation that's happening right now. Feeling the body's presence, and its heaviness, lightness, temperature, density. Not that I need to observe it, I am feeling it, experiencing it. So not about observing, but about feeling it. Serving keepers at a distance. Now it is possible that we feel more intensively, clearly, in some area. Like in the abdomen, in the chest. That we feel the sensation there. We feel the life that is manifesting there. Due to the process of breathing, we feel in the abdomen or in the chest something happening there that I am feeling. not just to be satisfied. Yes, it's true, something's happening there. Here, another observator from outside, I notice something's happening there. But what is it really that I am feeling? Which kind of sensations? So with lightness, not forcing anything, and sensitivity, is not I am observing sensations. It's really I start to be in touch with myself. I am not away from those sensations. They are aspect of myself. So just feeling the sensation in those areas, if you like. It's possible at times that some areas are more intense. I may suddenly feel in my shoulder intense sensation. And that's fine too. I may try to be in touch with that. Which kind of sensation am I experiencing there? To feel them clearly. And if nothing special happens, or if it disappears, the intensity, then I may feel again sensation in my abdomen or in my chest. It doesn't matter where we feel them. It's the intimacy that matters. But it would be unskillful to move from here and there, always looking where it would be more intense. It's a way to keep us busy. It's a way to keep us outside of the experience, as the controller, organizer of the meditation. So just that discovering this intimacy. We can also at times be aware of hearing. While we are seated, something is being heard. Sometimes with intensity, sometimes without intensity, softness. And we are not trying to discover the source of the sound, but the experience. What is it to be hearing? To be intimate with the experience of hearing. Not clinging to the image or to the name of the source, but to the experience. When you say a track goes by, but what is the noise of a track? No? How am I experiencing that? It's a very complex experience of hearing. So not to the source, but to the expense of hearing. For some people it is a good anchoring place, is a hearing. Because there is little connection with the bodily sensation. For some other it is more skillful to be with bodily sensations. And if you notice that there are thoughts of the past and thoughts of the future. Just recognize. That's what's happening right now. There are thoughts of past and future. Just right now. And that's okay. It's not a wrong functioning of a human being. It's part of our richness. But it's a bit confusing because it makes us believe we can go in past and future. So we recognize this experience and we may then come to the sensations. So practicing with lightness and sensitivity, receptivity. Now if you experience pain due to the uncommon position, then you shift your position, be aware that the pain is going away usually, and then don't move. Without rigidity, just don't move, not as a way always to manipulate your position. So practice in a relaxed way with sensitivity and lightness.